Hey, this is the A team. We're talking about physics and sports in today's society. I don't know.
All right. Well, first, we were trying to complete Tony's assignment, talking about physics and how it's related to sports, and we got into an argument over which sport has more physics involved, football or swimming.
And the type of physics that's involved in each sport. I think that swimming definitely involves more physics because it's something that you have to practice and you have to get your body ready to... Fuck.
You don't have to practice football?
In football, you're preparing your body more than, like, with swimming, it's the same condition every single time. You're in the same
environment of which it's, like, a fluid that you're working with, whereas football, if it's outside, you have the elements you're working against as well.
Yeah, I know.
That's why there's more physics in football.
Yeah, well, it's just more complicated.
When you swim, you're practicing how you become more aerodynamic. Every single time you swim, I don't know, you know more
like,
about this,
like,
Dan,
like,
but...
Talk about, like, let's see, well, sell us something about the physics and swimming here.
Physics and swimming, okay, that would have to be the biggest factor is the resistance against water. And the fact that swimmers are actually trying to find a more precise way of moving their bodies through water to get to the other end faster, to move quickly, use their momentum, use their acceleration.
Like, to decrease the resistance.
It's
right.
All muscle memory. You have to perfect, you know, your own individual results. It doesn't have to do so much with, you know, spontaneity.
The whole team, everything else. It's also, well...
It's more of an art. I'd say that you're perfecting...
Well,
okay,
what about
okay.
football?
Football, you got the one of the main things is, you know, the big pass of the game. It's a projectile.
The big pass?
The big pass. It's what it's all about. You got to have a good quarterback in football. And if it's a projectile problem, he throws it at the right angle, the right time. And
with the right velocity.
With the right velocity.
So it's working with objects instead.
Yeah, and if you think about the timing that's involved in football and how the quarterback is moving around and running and he has to throw a ball at the right angle up in the air at the right speed to hit a
kinda
running
target. Kind of like the
problems
that we were doing in the chapter before.
Yeah.
Talking about, like, making sure it hits that right area. Okay.
And that's not even the only aspect of physics in football.
If you take it down even to the level of linemen, you start talking about collisions where two moving bodies are starting to hit each other. And then if you're a lineman, you have to worry about things like center of mass. If your center of mass is lower than the person you're trying to overcome, you're going to be able to apply more force and move them around the way you want.
Well, you do have that too. In swimming, your center of mass, it depends on because of the different strokes. Like for butterfly, for instance, your center of mass wants to be in the upper part of your body because you're moving that portion more. Or breaststroke, which most people laugh at because it's called breaststroke, but it looks like a frog. That's true, okay.
I know, why don't they call it frog stroke?
It's a very interesting thing, but that actually uses most of the body's position, but their center of gravity is, like, different. So, I mean, it's the same thing, but it's different because we're below the Earth's level as opposed to you guys being above Earth, so...
Well, also, and you say that swimming has a lot to do with resistance, and so that can be interpreted as a frictional force.
Yep.
But if you want to talk about football, linemen, or actually all the players, have to consider, like, the terrain of the field. If it's raining, you're going to have less resistance with the ground, so that you're going to need to be able to have create more traction using different types of cleats or positioning yourself differently. Oh, yeah, and there's mud, too, so you have to worry about decreased friction in mud, so you're going to try to avoid areas of mud where you won't be able to... exert as much traction.
I think that the main difference between swimming and football is that in football, so many different variables are thrown in. In swimming, it's like it's the same circumstance every time you go swim. You're swimming through the water. In football, you deal with the right velocity to throw a ball and the right angle. You deal with linemen colliding. Obviously, who has more mass and acceleration is going to win. And not only that, then you have to deal with catching. You can't catch a ball with stone hands. You have to decelerate the ball and cradle it in order to make the catch.
I agree. I mean, look at Ginn Jr. of Ohio State. Tearing up. Tearing it up.
In what way?
Yeah.
He's
insanely fast. You know, he catches the ball. And football, if you think about all the forces and pressures and stuff and how the cleats they have different cleats for different fields and different things in the environment. And the agility, or like Reggie Bush, you know, like the things that he does, like running with his legs and the power that he has to exert, and all the things that, like, the forces that are exerted on him by the ground.
But in football, you have a whole team working on all these different things. So
in that
aspect,
you have extra physics going with it, just because it's more people and more levels.
Yeah, you have the big guys that are taking care of, you know, knocking the little guys over. You have the fast guys with their skinny legs, you know, speeding down
to get
the
down to the other end.
Apparently, she doesn't watch football.
Yeah.
Well, because swimming is more an individual thing, and so you're just working with yourself against, like, nature in that sense, as opposed to putting it against
other
bodies.
Swimming is an entirely different environment, though. It's
body
water, you know.
All right, so wait, let's take an individual then. If you're going to try to say, we'll compare a swimming individual or what a swimmer does on an individual level to an individual in football. So we'll start off with the leader of the team, like Tim was talking about earlier, is the quarterback. They have to worry about trajectory, so that's, you're talking about projectile motion. You have to worry about the velocity of the ball and in relation to the position of your receiver to consider how much time it's going to take before the ball reaches the receiver. And the quarterback also, if he's going to be able to, if he's going to start moving in and out of the pocket, he's going to have to consider traction and worry about how much contact his feet have with the ground, how many points of contact his feet have with the ground. And so on an individual level, like you could even say any player on a football team does more physics work than a swimmer.
Might be possible, just in the sense because swimmers... I mean, yeah, for an individual swimmer, you work with the water, you work with your own body. You don't have, like, a whole lot of the other outside elements affecting it. But
you
want to
talk
overall,
about traction and turning? Have you ever tried doing one of the
flip
turns?
You use your momentum going in and out of the walls. And
all
you use rotational
momentum.
Those are hard. You have to hit that thing, like, perfectly.
Right. So we'll give you one force.
I could do
momentum.
Hey!
Momentum?
You have force
of water
pulling. Friction of water? You have the rotational force of the flip turn. You have streamline working against resistance, trying to kick against the water pushing in the opposite direction of you.
Did you say your own momentum, how you have to...
Yeah, you have your own momentum pushing off the water, and then same as, like, Newton's third law is one reaction has an opposite and equal reaction. Is you're pushing against the water, so you have to have more force to push through a solid object, or...
A liquid object.
It's more solid than air.
Race go if, like, you start off really badly, is it hard to catch up, or
it is hard.
What is the most important?
Definitely, because you have to get more work going in your body, in your system to push the liquid to get to the other side. If you already missed your dive, your turn, whatever, if you've messed up somehow, you have to put more work into it to
get
back up.
What about how you have to prepare yourself before an actual meet or a football game? I know football players, you know, they
you
have to exercise.
I mean,
steroids.
I think it's the
just kidding.
I think it's the same. I mean, like, everybody...
I love you, Raymond.
Everybody works their own sport and works dry land, works cross-training, everything. So.
Well, yeah, if we start talking about getting prepared for, like, physically preparing your body for sports, we start talking about weight resistance and exerting force against weights and stuff like that. So we got to try to avoid getting into that. It's a totally different subject.
Well,
so I guess we can agree. Or go ahead, Tim.
I was just saying, just one last thing. Most football players train in pools and they train in water.
True.
So I think they might
most swimmers run football fields.
Yeah, so there might be like a middle ground here.
An overlapping.
Yeah. So
all athletes definitely use physics in their sports, no matter what, in all levels and all degrees.
So I guess
everywhere.
What we can say is that both sports use probably an equal amount of physics, just in different ways.
I agree.
Definitely.